Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm really glad to be back here, and today I have one of my colleagues, so I'm excited. Erica, welcome to Toolbox.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's going to be, I think, a great day. We're going to talk about an app that we built for the recent Connect event, and Erica is the mastermind behind the demo. So why don't you kind of introduce yourself fully and tell us about what we're going to look at today.
So I am Erica Early. I work in the product marketing team. I am very passionate about Visual Studio and Azure, and I work on keynote demos. It's not just me. It's a group of people working on the
apps.
It's
not just you. You're not like the only person coding
it's
the whole thing.
No, it's not. It's a really good set of people working on this. So and this is kind of our baby. And after the keynote, we were asked to share the code. And so we are excited to show it to people and like tell a little bit more about how we built it and what's in it and share the URLs for GitHub and just, you know, have it out there so people can use it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, the big thing that we want the audience to take away from this, I think, is number one, you know, we have lots of things that we built as demos for various events, but for the big events like Connect, we always try to share the source code out. So the big thing about this video is that at the end of the video, folks can go and actually go and take a look at the source code. It's going to be up in GitHub. We try to publish everything we can. Mm-hmm. Not every single demo makes it up there, as we know. Not every demo is perfect, but we've got some great repos, right. And you have a great overview, so why don't we jump in?
Okay, let's do it. So, I mean, the very first thing I wanted to share is, like, go watch the keynotes if you haven't watched them. They're on Channel 9. Yeah. There's two amazing keynotes. One is a Scott Guthrie keynote and a Hanselman keynote.
Two Scotts,
and we have 15 amazing demos. Not all of them are based on the scenario. Some are just showing on the tooling, but they're like all awesome, and you should go watch them.
Yeah.
And our first keynote is based on application innovation. So you'll see like the world we're living. You know, it's a world of mobile apps. Like everybody has their phones and their tablets, and like the mobility is important. So we try to show how to build mobile applications, and then they're also everywhere, so they need to be on the cloud. So we talk about mobile first and cloud first. Also, we live in a world where we have like lots of languages and tools and platforms and like iPhones and Androids and
too many
Windows machines.
Too many languages. Too many
so
iPhones.
We're pushing openness, and so we're like a platform for any developer, you know, any application, any platform. And the last thing that I think is very interesting is the intelligence of the apps. Like, you need apps that like get to know you and personalize the experience for you. So that's what we try to build on and show on at the first keynote.
Yeah. So again, the context for the audience is that we had all these requirements come in from our management and the things we wanted to talk about.
Right.
And your job was to actually go and build out demos that were, you know, we're not building production applications, but things that are realistic
right.
enough that we can share the code as a demonstration to the audience. That's why we're doing this video for you folks. And then we're publishing all the code we can, and it should work with the bits that are public. We're not publishing things that are based on sort of, you know, puffware. Nothing is going to be, oh, you can't do this yet. If it's published, you can go ahead, download it, and run it with the bits that we have available. And you're going to go for some of the scenarios and how
right.
we broke it up, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So cool. Our second keynote was based on productivity, and we shared a little bit more of like what you can do with different tools.
Yeah.
During Connect, we announced Visual Studio 2017 RC, and also Visual Studio for Mac, and Visual Studio Mobile Center, and TFS 2017. So with all these tools, you can build a lot of different applications, of course, and you know, you can take advantage of the cloud and Azure.
Yeah, so not to mention like cognitive services and VSTS
right,
in the cloud
exactly.
and all the other stuff you have to work with.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So that's our second keynote. So the story I want to tell today is like, why is it that we build these demo applications and what is it like you get with it? So we are trying to inspire developers, right? We live in a world where like the most important person in the enterprise today is the developer.
We definitely think so.
Yeah, of course we are. Yeah. So
we're not biased at all.
And not at all.
We're just focused on developers.
No, exactly. But really, I mean, think about the world we live in, right? With like Uber and Netflix and like all like banks that are like using all these technologies. So you really have to think how to innovate, right? It's very important. So we try to build a scenario that is inspiring and that can show how you can integrate different technologies and platforms into building something that is like for the real world, right? So in this case, I mean, what you're going to get, right, is like an application that we build where we're using backend services. So everything is on Azure. We have mobile applications. People are on the go, so you need people to get something on phones. Then we have websites. Websites for like people to get to know the company, but also like the actual company has a website to understand their customers and the business.
Yeah, it's a full end-to-end scenario. I mean, just on the slide here, we can see kind of how we broke it up, right, logically, and how folks will be able to integrate into this experience through GitHub and start looking at the code. And we have cool stuff like bots. We have, you know, good hype words like microservices. But I mean, all this stuff is built on top of things that we've just released or released at the event. So the bot framework, right? We've got functions in Azure, all the stuff that you're going to kind of talk about and go through. And it's all built on ASP.NET Core, I believe, all the backend stuff.
Yes, we have .NET Core. And so it's just like using the latest of the latest, which is like super nice and fun.
I'm sure there were no problems getting all this ready before the bits shipped and before it's all available. Like, folks, I don't think appreciate sometimes like how we as behind the scenes people have to struggle with the fact that engineering is still working on stuff that they're going to ship, and we have to start preparing demos and writing scripts and building apps and things that we hope, like you said, inspire developers. But it's not easy to do, and I'm always amazed at what we come up with at the end. But let's keep going here. We'll show folks what we built.
It is a really good partnership with engineering. And actually, like, just talking about something else, this is built by a team of people that are from engineering and marketing and like different product teams. And also we work with our MVPs and our customer team. So we all work together on this. So you know, we all brainstorm and get like the best we can on these scenarios. And then the idea is that you can use it as sample code later after the keynote.
Right.
Or if you want to do demos, like, I mean, you have some good samples.
Yeah. I don't think it was always our goal to sort of publish all these demos out. I mean, I've known plenty of events where you saw something like on stage or some build years ago and you never got the bits afterwards. But we at least our team is really trying to make sure that we build things that we can share later. It's part of the investment. I mean, these things are not cheap to make from a people perspective, vendors, graphic designers. I mean, all the stuff that has to go into making a very beautiful keynote.
Right.
Now we're making sure it also is something people can access.
Yeah, it's out there. It's for the people. Like, we build it for them. So
cool.
So the scenario. So this year, like every year, we change the scenario. If you've just used the apps we built before, we've done a health clinic and my shuttle, which is kind of an Uber-like scenario.
The two previous
we did my driving.
Demos we showed. Yeah. My drive was the build one we did last time.
Exactly, and then we did like a little shopping app for Xamarin and Azure. So, but this time we wanted to build something around bikes. Bike sharing is a very popular concept that is like growing in a lot of different cities across the world. It's an easy thing to understand, but it's also a really good scenario that enables to show how we can build something that is like intelligent, both for the people, like the customers, right? And also for the enterprise.
Yeah, there's a lot of scenarios that the bike theme sort of works with, right? And that's where you able to build a lot of apps that don't feel kind of like contrived. They do feel like, oh, these are real scenarios that if you were building this whole system, this is what you'd build out. So that's at least what we try to accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, there's a lot of like really good companies who have done some of this. And what we're trying to show here is like how you can use all these technologies and like products we're announcing to like improve your business and you know, make it better experience for your customers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole idea is that it's a smart bike sharing system. It's in New York and in Seattle. So you'll see all our like apps say New York and
your favorite cities.
It is. And then the idea is that the experience is both personalized, but it's also very modern and intelligent, right? So we have apps that work on different devices and platforms.
Yeah, the funny anecdote here is I always find like there's small pictures of people in our apps, and that's always somebody from the team or somebody from engineering. I've had my face in there. It's always fun to see our folks in the limelight.
Yeah, and I mean, James is there because he was like one of the masterminds, of course, behind like the Xamarin applications. He demoed it at Connect at the keynote. And so you'll see James and Beth and Lara and like all my phones and my apps because, you know, we work together on doing this.
I like it. James Montenango, the mastermind. That should be his title in the gal. We should see if HR lets us.
I'm sure he'll like it.
Yeah, he'll vote yes, but it's harder.
Anyway, so basically that's the concept. And like what we're trying to show is we have to think about the enterprise first. You know, how is it that they can take advantage of technology, you know, for managing their business. Mm-hmm. So in this case, just imagine, you know, you have 10,000 bikes, right, distributed in a city. The bikes have IoT devices, so you can track them. You know, you can know where they are. And you want to manage your business with intelligence. So, right. I mean, for example, if there's going to be, you know, an event or something, like you have a 4th of July event, right? And you want to relocate your bikes. And mm-hmm. you need that kind of intelligence to run your business. Also, with cognitive services, you know, now you can do a lot of fun things and are great. For example, think about, like, not just the bike sharing scenario, but any scenario where you need a kiosk. You can just show up, I mean, show your face, have interaction with an application through voice recognition, speech recognition, without even having to type anything, and then do a transaction.
Yeah, so, it's really cool. It opens a lot of scenarios up for folks.
It is. I mean, the AI, the whole concept of AI, like, it's really changing the way we think about, like, apps of the future.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just representing that. And then for bike riders, like, I mean, the scenario is exciting. Like, think about this. Like, you can go green and, you know, you can, like, save time and money, you know, going to places. Like, just get a bike anywhere. Like, wherever you are, like, find a bike station that is close to you, rent the bike, get the bike, go to a place, return it. And, like, I mean, you have an experience, right? And
yeah.
And
you have a mobile experience that really suits
exactly.
your need, just like the enterprise has there. You know, kiosks for you to interact with, or has their, you know, analytics to make sure that their system
right.
is working well. It's cool.
Yeah, and finally, like, bots. I mean, you know, it's kind of a trend also. So just think about this, like, how you interact with your customers. So the thing we thought about doing here is customer service, like personal assistance through a bot.
Yeah.
So you're on the road, and I mean, you get a flat tire, or you lose your bike, or like something is not going well with your experience, and you're on the road, right? Like, you're on the go with your bike. So you talk to a bot, and the bot interacts with you. And, like, I mean, I think that also changes the way, you know, we do things and we interact with technology and apps.
Yeah, I've heard some people kind of say that bots are just glorified search engines, and that, you know, there's some truth to that, but I think the reality is when you're building an experience around a bot, you can actually integrate it quite deeply into your application. The bot can know, like, where you are, just if you allow it automatically. The bot can understand the context of the business transaction that's happening. It could know, well, you just took out a bike, so if you're saying some search query, it can know how to react to it. So bots are just very
right.
flexible things, and I think folks shouldn't ignore them just because it is, in some ways, something that we're familiar with, but it is creating this whole new world of, like, integration that's possible
right.
from the application, but then, like, Skype, right? So you can Skype
exactly.
to a bot or whichever
mm-hmm.
IM service you're using. It's really
yeah.
cool stuff.
Yeah. Definitely. So a little bit of, like, the architecture, and of course, you know, I mean, you have no idea about the brainstorming sessions, like the things that we come up with, but we have to find.
It takes work, is what you're trying to say.
No,
it's just building this diagram.
But it's also, like, there's so much stuff. Like, I can tell you, like, there's a million other things that we thought about that are not here. Like, in a way, we have to keep the scenario simple enough that it's easy to explain and to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can envision expanding and adding, like, more blocks of technologies to expand this business, right?
Yeah.
So, but generally speaking, like, as I explained earlier, so you have a bike rider that can get, like, a marketing website to get to know, like, what's going on with this business and how do I get in, how do I sign up. Then you also have your, you know, submarine applications, like, no matter what kind of platform you're using, whether you have an iPhone, an Android, or a Windows phone, you can get the app, right? And that's where you can rent the bikes, and you can interact with the application. You also have the kiosk, I mentioned this, where mm-hmm. you can just go and, like, rent the bike without even typing anything.
And what do we use to build the kiosk app? Is that a UWP app?
It's a UWP app.
Okay.
And we're using cognitive services, and I'll go
cool.
through that. But
yeah.
basically, so the idea is that you can get that kind of interaction for the customer. In the middle, of course, like, we're, like, cloud first, right? And so Azure is a big thing. Everything's on Azure on the back end. We try to create an architecture using microservices. So we have microservices on .NET Core and Node.js. And we're using Azure Functions, AppService, ACS for multi-container apps. We store our data on SQLDB. The IoT device, like, that's an interesting thing. So obviously we don't have, like, 10,000 bikes, right? But, like, here the idea is you have, you know, an IoT device on the bikes, right? And you can get all that data and think about it. It's a scenario of big data. Like think about like all the GPS coordinates that you get from all these bikes, right? So we have a scenario where we use Azure Data Lake to store all that. And then you can use SQL, for example, to like get queries on like, where is this specific bike on this exact time.
Yeah.
So I mean that's kind of what we're trying to show. And then thinking of the enterprise where you have a like your private website where you have like Power BI, for example, embedded, and then you can get analytics on like what's going on with your business. You also have a maintenance application. So if someone is on the road and reports an issue, you get a notification. We wanted to have also an example using Cordova. Mm-hmm. So we build a Cordova application for maintenance and also works on all the different platforms. So basically, I mean, in like high level, this is what we have as the applications. Cool. And in previous years, like we kind of released all these apps together. We bundled them into a GitHub. This year, we decided to split everything in 7 different repos. And so that's more or less what I'm going to share about like next. But the idea is that if you want everything, well, you know, you have 7 different repos. But if all you want is like to work with Xamarin apps, for example, you just go to the mobile repo and then just get the code from there. So that's the idea.
Cool. Yeah, and we'll have all the links to all the repos and the previous demonstration that we published out there so folks can see. So folks don't have to worry about the little URLs we have here and there. They'll have it all.
Yeah, so we also will have a blog post that goes through like all the end-to-end scenario, the description. We'll have the links there. But the idea is that if you want, for example, websites, you know, this is what we have. We have, I mentioned the marketing website, and this is the company website. That's the Power BI. Yeah. That's the Power BI, exactly. And so we use different technologies. This website in particular, we actually built it using MVC and also .NET Core. So we have 2 versions of the same websites.
Cool.
This is very interesting, the microservices. We announced Visual Studio Tools for Docker during Connect. You can do like single container apps, multi-container apps, and CI/CD. Mm-hmm. Donovan did a really amazing demo, set of demos on this, and like you should definitely go watch the keynote and watch the demo.
Yeah, we have demos of this.
But we bundled like 2 different repos with the 2 applications, so you can like download the code and like play with the tools that are now available, and you can like work with them.
Cool.
Then this is a beautiful, like, good-looking mobile applications on Xamarin. So this one, I think this is a very interesting application. It is what the consumer will use to interact with the company, right? So basically, the idea is you have an application where you can book a bike. You can have some integration also with events. We have an API that we use from Ticketmaster. So you can get like all the events on the city, and from your same application, you can like say, I want to go to Cirque du Soleil or like any like Broadway show. You select the event, and then you can rent the bike from like one station to the other and get the transaction. All that in the same application.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, definitely. Like the ability to sort of map public data or data from other data sources in the application while demonstrating the power of keeping you productive and getting a bike and returning the bike or finding something that you need, getting support.
Yes. Then also something else you can do is like when you create a profile related to that is you can scan your credit card so you can like get like the transactions for whether you are booking an event and you can purchase the tickets. Or you can also just like pay for like the subscription that you're using from the bicycle. Also, you can report incidents, like I said, when you're on the road. For example, like say you lose your bike, and then you can talk to a bot, right? So you can get all that from the same application. We have the watch. We made a version of the watch. I have it here. But why don't we switch to this machine?
Sure, let's go over to the
and then
to the
I can.
Book.
I can show you a little bit more of this application.
Cool, there we go. We switched over.
Thank you. Perfect. So what I have here is the emulator for Windows. And here I have this application that is responsive, you know, that we built. The same application works on Android, works on Windows Phone, and so here is my Xamarin project where I have the solution.
Right, and this is the actual source code we're publishing so folks can get started.
Same thing. So we have the backend. So we have like the events I was telling you and then profile information. Then we have the wearables. So here's where I have like my watch code. It's a very simple application. On this one, what we did is that basically you're on the go and you want to rent a bike. And I mean, you know where you are. Right. And so you say, I want a bike from A to B, rent it. And basically you get that from your watch. Yeah. I mean, the nice thing about building the application on Xamarin is no matter what platform you're using, you can use XAML. And you can like call your application. For example, this is my login page. And this is what I built. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, you know, you can use C#. It's native code. It works everywhere. So this is my, for example, my iOS application. And for example, you can reuse views. I have a view controller here I'm using for credit card. So have you seen those like applications where you actually scan your credit card from your iPhone?
I've never actually seen that. I mean, I've seen the reader thing in every cab I've been in recently.
Basically, like, I mean, we are reusing a view controller for that mm-hmm. in our code, where you can just take a picture to the credit card, and then that's how you register the information.
That'd be cool. I definitely think the whole swiping thing is kind of a dying breed.
Right. And if we switch to the phone, actually, I mean, I have the application. This is now on an iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. But basically, I mean, the way it works, you know, you know what day is. It's kind of chilly outside. I'm in Sammamish, but I'm pulling the events from New York City because I'm gonna go to New York City.
Because it's a demo app. That's the real.
But let me tell you something interesting about this. This is coming from Ticketmaster, so something we're publishing is that we have a little tool that we use like to update the feed of data. So we're releasing that, so you can update, you know, your own data for events.
You can make your demo more relevant
exactly,
to your geo.
Exactly. Cool. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
So, but basically you like say, I want to go to this event. So I want to like see, you can buy a ticket and you can rent a bike. So you can book a bike. And basically this will like give you a bike and it will tell you where the bike is, right? You can also have like your profile information in there. You can see your rides. And then you can report incidents. So this is more or less the screen. So if I do something like, for example, I have a flat tire, right? So flat tire on the front. So I'm going to report this. So this, I mean, we're using push notifications. So you're going to get a notification that this was reported. And then with the other application that we have, the Cordova application, which is like the maintenance app, like the enterprise will get a notification on like, hey, this user, you know, has a flat tire, like please help him.
So right? A tech could respond
exactly
to the field. That's cool.
Exactly. So that's more or less the Xamarin application. So you know, you're welcome to use the code. If we switch back to this machine, I'll show you very quickly the repo.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
Back to the Surface Pro.
Can we go back to the
Surface? We're back.
Okay. Cool. So this is my repo. It's one of the 7 repos where we are like releasing the same code I was just showing. So we are also trying to create documentation around it, you know, like how to use it, what to demo, where's everything. So mm-hmm. we're working on that. And you know, we are, you know, happy, I mean, to know that you can use this as well.
Yeah. Like right now in the screen, you could see it says private on top of the repo. But that's because we're recording before you're ready to publish, right? So
yeah.
You guys are still finalizing it with
yes,
the team.
Yes, exactly.
And by the time the video's out and the blog post will be out, the repo will be out,
right.
We'll ship everything at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this, you can get the code already.
That's a good point, yeah. Okay, so let's go back to the presentation and keep talking about like the rest of the app. So we talked mm-hmm. about the Cordova application. This is the one where we are like, I mean, that thing I just did about like, hey, I have a flat tire. Like,
yeah, it would show up in that application.
Exactly.
Cool. So we have notification examples on both the Cordova side and the Xamarin side.
Exactly. These are our backend services. So again, like the way we split our architecture, we're using microservices. We have Azure Functions. So we have all these microservices. We have a feedback microservice on Lunar Core. a writes microservice on Node.js and so on. We have others, right?
Yeah.
The partner providers, like what I was explaining about Ticketmaster, we have the external events API.
Yeah.
And the weather API.
Cool.
Which tells you I'm really coding here.
Yeah.
So that's another repo, and you know you can go play with it. Also, we have like Azure Functions code in that same repo.
Mm-hmm.
That's the demo that Beth Massey did. And this is kind of my next thing. So I want to talk a little bit about Visual Studio Tools for Azure.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So one of the things that I think is like a commitment from the Visual Studio team is better integration with Azure. You know, we want to build tools that make it super easy and simple for you to work on Azure from your Visual Studio. Like, I mean, you're writing code, and at the same time, you don't need to switch the portal to do things. You can do them from
right.
Visual
stay
Studio.
Stay in VS,
right?
Make VS the full experience where we can, basically.
Exactly. So two things I want to show is like the updated acquisition experience from 2017
mm-hmm.
for the tooling for Azure, and Visual Studio Tools for Azure Functions preview. So I want to show that quickly.
Okay.
As
let's
well.
Do it.
So let me go here, and like the very first thing I'm going to show you is our installer for Visual Studio Enterprise 2017 RC. So before, like with previous versions of Visual Studio, if you want the Azure SDK, it's a standalone installer.
Right
now, our latest version is 2.9.6 of the SDK. You can
get it.
Memorize
the version number.
Oh, I know a lot.
You win a prize.
Yeah, I mean, So the SDK for 2015, I mean, you can download it. It's available. We released it also after Connect.
Right.
So you can go get the standalone installer. But if you're working with RC and like you're wondering where's the tools, well, guess what? It's now like integrated as part of the workload. So we have an Azure development workload. And basically, that's like all the tooling you need for Azure, right?
Yeah.
And that includes ARM. It includes, like, for example, the data lake tools, you know, what you do with like SQL used
right.
to analyze big data. And then if you're wondering, like, well, where's the Docker tools? And the Docker tools that Donovan was showing, like, we have, like, the .NET Core and Docker preview.
Mm-hmm.
So if you install here, like, let me just, like, I'm going to deselect this and just have this. This is what includes, like, the Docker tooling. So this is what you need to get, like, the tools we use during Connect for the demos for Docker.
And yeah, I like how it gives you options. Like, if you select the top one again, the, mm-hmm. the top workload, at first I kind of missed this when I was playing around with it, but you do have the option sometimes to select additional things that by default aren't enabled.
Right.
We try to make the installer as compact and fast as possible.
Right.
I tested the installer myself after we released RC, and as the final RC bits, I was able to get up and running for UWP in my home desktop
right.
machine for 10 minutes. I mean, that was really
yes,
like eight and
faster.
A half minutes, something like that. I wrote a blog post about it, and even though I selected a bunch of optional things here, it still is very fast. So this installer, much more flexible than before. It's even smart enough to tell us that you're already running Visual Studio. One instance, you got to close it. But yeah, it's definitely something we're investing a lot into.
Yeah. So and again, like a lot of people were asking, well, is ARM supported in like 2017? It is. Like you just need to get the right workload.
Right.
All right, so that's my first thing. But if you're still working with 2015, something really exciting we just released is tooling for Azure Functions. It's a preview, mm-hmm. and I think that's one of the most exciting things. So Beth Massey, during her demo at Connect, she talked about functions. And basically what we have, this is also integrated with the phone. On the actual phone, on your profile, you can get a selfie, get your profile picture. And
mm-hmm.
basically we do two things with that picture. Like we analyze it and like we use cognitive services so you can figure out like the age and the gender of a user. And we also process the image so it looks prettier on your
cool.
phone app. So we do the two things. So we have a function for that. It's in Azure.
Yeah. So this is the Azure portal now. You're
exactly.
showing the code in there.
So this is the code in Azure. And now I'm going to switch to Visual Studio. I installed the tools. To make the tools work, you need the Azure SDK 2.9.6, and you need to install the Azure tooling
mm-hmm.
For functions. And basically, it's the exact same code for my application. And the nice thing is, like, you can work on it from Visual Studio, You can right click and publish and deploy your function to the portal from here. And also, you know, as I mentioned, like Visual Studio is integrated with Azure, so you can use the Cloud Explorer, for example, here. Like the scenario is that we are, you know, taking this image and we are moving it to Azure storage as a blob, right? So from Visual Studio, you can explore your storage.
Yeah, you
right?
can see your containers,
and you
your
can
queues,
see
everything.
Your input and your output. So yesterday, I was playing with this, and I got my selfie in there.
Cool.
So it's processed, and then the last thing is like, how will the company use this information? So I have this dashboard, right, which is the private website I was talking about. And basically here, if you can see, I can get like people like rights by date and gender and like by age. So I can start understanding like how is like the population of like my customers, like what age range. So I can predict things like, hey, I need to buy smaller bikes or bigger bikes or like bikes for college kids or so. I think this also helps a lot a business. I mean, and that's just with taking one picture.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing and terrifying at the same time. Where technology is heading soon.
I know, but think about
we're all going to be in trouble.
Think about like how like when you're shopping online, that's the way it is. Like you buy something and immediately you start getting like all these ads about like
everywhere.
Related things.
Everywhere you go, that Surface dial that you might have looked at the Microsoft Store follows you around. Not that I had that experience.
Yeah, and in the end, like, I mean, it's sample code. I mean, we use it so we can show the power of cognitive services and like what kind of information you can get. It's also in Azure, everything's on the cloud, so, you know, there's like a good scenario.
Yeah, real code, people can see how we did all this stuff.
Cool. Exactly. So the last two things that we did were like, two applications just thinking about AI and like how we are gonna like go change the world in the future. The developers have that big mission.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, we have this like kiosk application. Lara showed it like on the keynote. It was the last demo. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun demo because basically what you do is like you have the application open. It's a UWP application. You get close, there's like a camera view. It recognizes your face, so we're using the Face API to recognize your face.
Yep, there's our boss being recognized.
Yeah.
You get his picture in there.
Yeah, and so basically you get like, the application knows who you are because you have your profile picture. Like it's everything all tied together. So you got your profile picture, now we know who you are. So when you get to a station, imagine you forget your phone.
Right.
But you really need to go to work, right?
Yeah.
How really badly need to go, right?
So you type in your username and password using the on-screen key. No.
So you just go to a station and like basically you approach, you know, the kiosk. It will recognize your face. We're doing like a two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. So basically we make you like say a sentence. Like so we're using speech.
Right. Some voice
recognition.
Security phrase and then.
Exactly. So we have a security phrase. So we have like the two-factor. And then once, you know, you are authenticated, then the application will ask you, well, what do you want to do, right? Like, you may not want to rent a bike, you may want to do something else. But if you say rent a bike, the application already knows who you are.
Right.
They have all your, like, information from your profile. So they will credit your credit card. They will just say, okay, we'll do the transaction for you, and we will unlock the bike 25 from the rack, and then you can go get it, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is show up.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice application. We are releasing the code. This was built by our customer team from Visual Studio. And I think it's an amazing app. I mean, it's one of these things that it's like fun to like just go do it again and again and again.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because it shows like, you know, you don't need to go to a place and like sign in and type like 20 things, you know, you just show up and that's it.
The whole simplifying sign-in thing is huge. I mean, just Windows Hello on my Surface Book has been the most amazing experience. I really, like, I'm the type of person, like you, right, we get to a meeting, then we go to the next meeting, then we go to the next meeting. Your machine is constantly going up and down with the lid, but every time I open it, it just logs me in. I had one time I forgot my password, I'll be honest, because all I was using was visual login and my PIN, and I was like, oh, I have a password. I forget what that even is, but it does make it much more kind of secure. The last thing you want to do is type your full password to your network resources in the airport or something, right? It's much safer to do this kind of analytics, and nobody wants to be typing on some on-screen keyboard, you know, whatever, right? That,
right.
That's the last resort. This is
and like
the
reality is like there's companies who are already using that, like Uber. They use the face recognition.
Yeah.
So you know who's driving the car, who's going to come and like help you, right? So you know that, and they have to use. They're using actually.
Yeah. These are real scenarios. We're not saying that the way we implement it is the most ideal security protocol or whatever. We're showing technology. Our point is to demonstrate tech, not demonstrate like security practices. But as a concept, this concept is being thought through by other companies in the real world, and I think has a lot of potential. So it's cool.
Yeah. So the last thing is like the bot. So we built a bot, and the scenario we thought about is customer service. So here's like some screens on like me chatting with the bot about like I lost my bike, when did it happen, and where did it happen, and let me help you. But the very interesting thing is this bot is both talking to a customer, and it can determine intent. And so for example, if you you lost your bike and you need a human to go interact with you, it will go contact someone from the enterprise. And in this case, it will tell them, hey, you need to bring a bike to X person who is there, right? And
that's very Uber-like experience.
So
your car is about to arrive.
Exactly.
Your tech's about to arrive.
So like here, like there's a help desk incident, right? And then the ETA is determining on like, where's the employee?
Right.
And how long will it take that person to get where the customer is?
Yeah, the system can be very intelligent. Again, I think Uber has taught a lot of us what the future could be like for other things beyond just renting a car. And this is really awesome. It's built on top of our stack.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what do we use to build something like this? So something is interesting. We released also during Connect the AsherBot service. Mm-hmm. So let me show you. You know, in case you haven't like seen it. So this is a new service. It's on Azure, and it helps you build bots, right? What's very interesting is on this bot service, you have different channels. So you can pick, from any different channel that you want.
Like a channel in this context?
So in this context, for example, it's like where will the interaction with the customer happen? For example, I have my personal phone. I'm using Skype, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I work at Microsoft and I use Skype all the time.
We love Skype.
And there's also Microsoft Teams now. So you can use that. But you can use the web chat. Or we also did like the demo that we did at Connect. We did with the Facebook Messenger.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So basically, whether you use Slack or like you think about where your users
Microsoft Teams
and where's the interaction happening. And then you enable that. Right? So you have different channels.
And it seems like you can even chat with your own bot here.
Can make your custom bot. So in this case, the bot we're using Luis, which is a cognitive services, and it's just to determine intent, right? So we have the code of the bot in here, and the idea is that you can figure out, what is it that the customer will want to do, and then have some responses, right? So the application actually, if I show it to you, it's exactly what I had on the screen before, but just like showing you how it looks in reality. Can we switch to this phone?
There you go.
Okay. So I have my bike sharing incident on my bot. So this is the Facebook Messenger bot. Using that same service. I'm signing on this phone as Lara.
Mm-hmm.
So it's asking, when did this happen? About 90 minutes ago. And so it will figure out like where my bike application, my bike is, right? And this, we were making the joke that Scott Hanselman stole the bike, and so oddly the bike is in Chipotle, right?
That would be very strange for Scott. You're absolutely right. He would never go there. It must be somebody else.
So
inside humor there.
Yeah. So I am at Spring Studios right now, and so this is what will kick off like the support incident. If you see, there was a delay in there between the two messages.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the bot sent a message to the enterprise saying that I lost my bike,
mm-hmm.
and it's figuring out it's going to take 14 minutes for someone to come and like bring me a bike where
right.
I am.
this isn't static text, basically. It's actually trying to do the full set of transactions you would do in the real world.
Yeah, yeah. And so some of the responses, of course, it's a demo.
Yeah. It's not a full bot. It's not a full implication.
Exactly.
We're here to inspire, not provide.
Yeah, no, but in the end, it's a sample you can use. It's in GitHub, too. We published it. So, I mean, you're welcome to use it. So, just wrapping up here. So, the code is now on GitHub, or you know, will be in a few days.
Imagine
the power of Hollywood. Fast forward, like when we're actually publishing this video or this recording, right?
Yeah.
And then we are having a blog post, and we're linking to all the repos. Again, it's 7 different repos. You can get all of them if you want them, or just the one app you want. It's all for you. Like I said. This is a group of people working together. It's our MVPs, people from engineering, from marketing, from like a lot of different product teams. We work on this like for 2 months before the keynote, using agile technologies and like having daily stand-ups and like using what any developer team will do.
Yeah.
But it's an exciting thing for us, you know, and like we're still working together on releasing all the code. And we are looking forward to the next one.
Yeah,
so
it's cool. It's a big team of people. Lots of familiar names there.
Yeah,
the app looks awesome.
All right, and you know, Microsoft loves developers. You know, like I said, the developer.
That's my favorite slide right there.
It's the best one. It's a good time to be a developer. Like, I mean, you get to change the world, like doing these kinds of things for the real world, of course. But you know, it's out there, and you know, it is a statement. It's a reality.
Yeah, it's what we believe and we try to enable.
Right.
Well, that was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been great. And thank you, folks, for watching.
You.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. And we'll be back in another show, I'm sure, before you know it. So keep watching. And thanks again. And go check out all the source code. Thank you.
Thank you.